Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The European Parliament will host this week an international tribunal that will symbolically judge the U.S. blockade against Cuba, an event that will allow denouncing the extraterritorial impact of that policy. The statement was pronounced by the president of the association, Cuba Cooperación France, Cuba CUP, Victor Fernandez, who will appear as a witness in the process of November 16 and 17 in Brussels. On behalf of that organization and the state movement of solidarity with Cuba and Spain, he is to present concrete examples of the consequences of the blockade in force for more than 60 years and the effects on the Cuban people of the extraterritorial nature of the USC. Cuba is preparing the fourth Conference on Nation and Emigration to be held on November 18 and 19 in Havana with the participation of some 440 nationals residing abroad. On this occasion, a significant number of people who have not been in the previous dialogues will attend, as well as a large number of Cubans who have residence in the country and abroad as a result of the modification of the Constitution, which now recognizes effective citizenship. According to the call, those attending this event will discuss Cuba's ties with its nationals abroad and the perspectives of that relationship. The Russian region of Ryazan proposed to Cuba solutions for processing of heavy oil, pharmaceutical and agro-industrial cooperation, as well as teaching, in the context of the recently closed 39th Havana International Fair. Sergei Shirokov, deputy head of the export center of the Russian region of Ryazan, indicated that the company's Stockmingham, one of the largest in the pharmaceutical production in this country, is preparing a joint project with the Cuban company BioCuba Pharma and referred to talks between the Promzona and the CUPED companies to establish in Cuba a joint company for the production of equipment to process used car oil and transmission oils to obtain diesel. The Festival of Cuban Residents Abroad wound up with a concert by pianist Nachito Herrera at Teatro Nacional de Cuba, a sign of the rapprochement between Cuban institutions and artists living abroad. The event also paid tribute to notable figures who have made history in Cuban music. As of November 2, the Cuban Goes With Me Culture Festival has offered a broad program of relations among different cultural events and their creators. Cuban artists from abroad joined in a big concert of solidarity in defense of roots and traditions, participated in the collective exhibition titled Territory for Thinking Beyond Art and Cartographies, and in other side events of the festival. The happening was held in the context of the 45th anniversary of the 1978 dialogue, which marked the relations between Cuba and its migration. The European Parliament will host this week an international tribunal that will symbolically judge the U.S. blockade against Cuba, an event that will allow denouncing the extraterritorial impact of that policy, one of the witnesses said. The president of the Association Cuba Cooperación France, Cuba CUP, Victor Fernandez, will appear as a witness in the process on November 16 and 17 in Brussels on behalf of that organization and the state movement of solidarity with Cuba and Spain to present concrete examples of the consequences of the siege in force for more than 60 years. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.